Friends, good morning. Happy Saturday. Today is Saturday, the 8th of October. And I trust you're having a great one wherever you're at. Hey, in the morning, in a moment, I want to share just some thoughts on one of the Psalms I was just reading, Psalm 84, one of my favorite Psalms. And actually some thoughts on transition. How do we deal with change? How do we deal with an ever-changing world? How do we deal with change in ourselves? And I guess more importantly, how does God want us to deal with that? But a few housekeeping things first. Hey, excuse the noise. I'm in a cafe here today. It's the only place I can get good internet. And as you can see, it's a little noisy. That's okay. We will roll with it. As usual, if you're new to my YouTube channel, why not please hit the subscribe button in that corner. Give the bell symbol a long press and look at the links below. I have a course should be out tomorrow or Monday on discipleship, and I'm going to be really excited about that. It's really a life-changing thing. I was just, I've been thinking about that kind of first love, that new Christian experience. I meet so many. I remember the first few months of my Christian life, it was like I was floating on a cloud. And I remember, as many Christians do, some of the frustration that happens when we try to, when we begin to lose that joy, that first love, and the different things we do to try to get it back. And I believe that spiritual disciplines, I found in my life that doing the right things spiritually every day brings you back and keeps you in that place. You know, if you were feeling really rotten physically, I mean, sure, you can get prayer or you can go in some great retreat or whatever, but actually doing the right things physically every day, you know, eating well, sleeping well, resting, putting the right food in your body, not putting the wrong food in your body, drinking lots of water, do the right things consistently physically, and you'll end up feeling well physically, and it's actually the same thing spiritually. And I believe God wants, there are things He wants us to do, so check out that course if you're interested in that. Boom. Let me make a quick adjustment here. This is very light. Boom. So what I'm up to this weekend, I'm in Liverpool today. I've been here for about 3 days now. Tomorrow I will be in Manchester, in preaching in a great church in Oldham, Manchester. Let me give you the name of that. Who's interested in coming. Impact Community Church tomorrow, 10:30. Let me see that. No, okay. Back in Liverpool in the evening, Monday, I'm taking a train down to London. We'll be in London for a couple of days and then back to the US later in the week. So that's about it. Hey, let's talk about change and transition. It can be hard to deal with change. And I know so many struggle with dealing with change. And we're in a way sort of spend their lives looking back to yesterday, yesteryear, and wishing it were that way. I think all of us probably in the last 2 years certainly have been through, it's been a tumultuous season of change, change in the church, change in the world, change politically, change in the, when we look at the world and war and peace, and it feels like there's an acceleration and a craziness going on there. And change is here to stay, and it's so vital that we are not getting a bit lost in that. And I see people all the time, good people, people who love God, but in effect they become like lost puppies. They really just end up living like, what's happening here? And I think it's really vital that we learn to deal with change well. So I want to give you 5 quick keys. I was just writing in my journal today, but if I can, let me read a few verses in Psalm 84. Psalm 84 begins, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home and then swallowed the nest for herself, which she may have a young, a place near to your altar, O God, O Lord God Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house." "They are forever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose heart is set upon pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each one appears before God in Zion." Wow, there's so much in that little psalm there. Let me give you a few things. Come on, it starts off by saying, how lovely is your dwelling place. I think if we want to deal with change well, we've got to actually see our dwelling place not as the town I'm living in, the house I'm living in now, frankly, the body I'm living in or the country I'm living in. Our dwelling place has got to be in God and in His presence. It's really vital to get that. In verse 2, it speaks of my soul yearns and faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. You know, one of the keys to dealing with change well is not yearning for consistency, but yearning for the courts of the Lord. The courts of the Lord speak about the presence of the Lord. And there are times when, just naturally speaking, we are desirous of God, we're pulling after God. There are times when we're just so hungry for God. And yet, if they're honest, there are times when we're not hungry for God. Not you, just the other people watching. Okay? But here's what I've learned. You can choose to be hungry for God. There's times when it's like an emotion, a feeling of hunger rises up within us, and we express that. But what I've learned is we can choose to express that, and the feelings will follow. Let me give you a good example. I love to pray and read Psalm 42. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul, so thirsts my soul for you, O God. And I, hallelujah. If you would pray that, if you come before the Lord and there's an act of your will, say, Lord, I thirst for you. Lord, I long for you. What you'll find is your feelings and your emotions begin to follow that choice. Again, in verse 3, the psalmist speaks about, the sparrow has found a home, the swallow a nest, but I want a place near to your altar, which again speaks of your presence. Verse 4 says, blessed to those who are in your house, they will be forever praising you. See, guys, if we can live our lives forever praising Him, we will deal with transition well. Verse 5, blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. So, whether we admit it or not, so often our strength is built in other things apart from God. And when the foundation of those things begin to be shaken, well, it feels like our lives are shaken. We can have our strength in the fact that we are young or old, who knows. We're good looking. We've got a position of authority. We're a father, a mother. We're a wife, a husband. We're grandparents. So often we find our strength in other things than who we are in God. And the psalmist here says, keep your strength in God and keep your heart set on pilgrimage. I like to put it this way. I think apostolic people, God wants us to be pioneers in our feet and settlers in our heart. And there's a place though where our heart should be set on pilgrimage, where our hearts aren't fixed in where we currently are. You know, I'm a pilgrim. I'm in Liverpool today. I'll be in Manchester tomorrow. I'll be in London Monday. I remember years ago being in India, and I was there for about 3 weeks, and it was wonderful fruit in ministry I was seeing there, but I was just really miserable, missing my family, stinking hot. Every day I'd wake up and these lizards would be like looking at me in this room, and every time I'd come to the Lord, like, God, oh, self-pity, the Lord would say, Graham, remember you're a pilgrim. You don't belong here, just passing through. And I went 3 weeks and tents and huts, and I remember one night I slept with about 12 Bible school students in one room, and I woke up and this guy's toe is in my nose, and like five guys on a bed, and we're just traveling all over India preaching, and every day I'd get up and I'd go like, I know, Lord, I'm a pilgrim. And on the last day, my flight was, I flew from Trivandrum to Mumbai to Rome to Paris. And when I got to Rome, my flight to Paris was cancelled. And I'm in the airport like, oh, I know, I'm a pilgrim, Lord. And then they suddenly announced they were shipping us into Rome and put us up overnight in a hotel. They gave me the penthouse right at the center of Rome at the Hilton Hotel. And I've got this, I can go jogging in my apartment, and it's so big. And it's a beautiful penthouse, 3 jacuzzis, sauna, oh, it's great. And I'm sitting in this bubble thing ordering room service, and suddenly it's like the Lord says, Graham, remember, you're a pilgrim. So we've got to be a pilgrim in good times and bad times. Verse 6 says, as they pass through the valley of Baca, that means the valley of tears, they make it into a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it from pools. This is what I think the psalmist is saying there, that when we go through the valley of tears, the valley of confusion, the valley of things we don't quite get, we can actually turn it into a fountain place rather than a suffering of the transitions through which we walk. We should make the enemy suffer, but we should change things. We should be coming into a context and not saying, oh, this is horrible, I don't like this, I want to go back to the good old days. What we should be doing is rather saying, hey, this thing is going to be different because I am there. I am going to change things. And the verse 7, it says they go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. And I believe that the Proverbs 4:18 says the path of the just is like the shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter until the perfect day. And God's plan for change and transition is that we would change, that we would transit, we would grow, we would develop, we wouldn't always stay the same. And that happens, you know, if we break this mindset that says I want to constantly be stay in the same place, in a place I'm safe, in a place I know everything, well, we may stay strong, but we won't go from strength to strength. And everything God walks you through, he wants it to use it to work together for your good, that you might be changed from strength to strength. And then lastly, it says, till each one appears before God in Zion. You know, I look at this as a massive positive, not a negative, but I want you to catch this. The ultimate destination of transformation is that we would appear before God in Zion. Hallelujah. And all of this is passing away. All of this is transitory. All of this, as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. But the things which are seen are temporal. They're subject to change, Jerry Smell preached years ago. But the things which are not seen are eternal. And I believe that if we'll live our lives today in the light of eternity, in the light of Lord, I'm going to appear before you in Zion. We'll deal with change and transition well. Boom. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed this video. Again, check out the links. I have daily videos, teaching series, online sermons, all sorts of different things out there. Drop me a line. Thanks again to all my friends and partners of Brian Jones Ministries. Appreciate you guys. If you haven't yet become a partner, please consider joining that awesome Holy Ghost group. And, you know, even if you sent in $1 a month, that would be enough, and become proud of our prayer team. Wishing you well wherever you're at. Looking forward to connecting with some of you here in the UK. Be with your church wherever you're at tomorrow. Don't miss it for heaven or hell. See you guys in Jesus' name. Bye for now.